Well, by Monday, it will have been 3 months to the day since Superstorm Sandy devastated portions of the Northeast. And on Monday, Congress finally hopes to have completed work on a long-delayed $50 billion disaster assistance package. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent, host of Face the Nation on Sunday morning. And Bob, people are wondering, what the heck goes on? When we're in trouble, we've always been able to look to the federal government in times like this for relief. Has that period in our history ended?
I guess so. If you use the way they've handled this situation, I mean, it's somebody said, what's colder than the weather outside? And I just heard you say the halls of Congress, the old, you know, I guess Hank Williams had it right. You know, how can I ease your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart trying to get Congress to do something? This is just outrageous that it has taken the Congress this long. And, you know, you can go back and try to dissect it and see, you know, what took so long. The fact is that the Congress sometimes these days, the partisan divide is so wide that even when people on both sides agree that they want to do something, they have a very difficult time doing it. In the beginning, this thing was all tied up in partisan politics, having to do with the fiscal cliff and all of that. Now the House has done it, and now it looks like they're finally going to get it done, but there's no excuse for this.
What is the holdup? Are they just still trying to find offsetting spending?
Well, I think, well, of course, you know, part of the time was they took off during most of the month until after the inaugural. So there was a couple of weeks there when they could have worked on this, and they you know, they were on vacation. I mean, Congress is the only job that I've ever heard of where you start your new job by taking 2 weeks off, get your vacation up front. That's what they did, and so that's part of it. The rest of it is just congressional sloth. So I wish there were other ways to talk about it, but that's about what it is. They are going to get going here, it looks like, on trying to do something on guns. What that's going to be, I don't think anybody knows right now. But Dianne Feinstein introduced her a ban on assault weapons yesterday. She's going to be our guest Sunday on Face the Nation, along with Ray Kelly, the police chief up in New York. You know, we haven't had many chiefs of police on television talking about the need for or what really needs to be done on this front. And I'd be interested to see what he has to say. We'll get the other side of it, too, from Newt Gingrich and Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. But I think that's what we're going to focus on Sunday on Face the Nation as we wait for the Hurricane Sandy relief bill to finally come up for action.
I want to ask you something. I'm trying to connect some dots here this morning. And, you know, we're seeing this inaction on Capitol Hill gridlock, as we've referred to it. And the New York Times has an interesting story here about a number of governors, especially this year, Republican governors, who are beginning to try to do things in their own states, seeing perhaps that the federal government has left this vacuum of things not done. So they're trying to get tax reform at a state level. Do you think that has legs?
Well, I think I wish them well, because I mean our tax system is just a total mess, and I think, you know, on this kind of situation, just like it is on guns, on just everything, these things have to be done because there's a national mood to get things done, and somehow Washington becomes so divorced, in a funny kind of way, from the rest of the country, that they lose connections with one another. So when these things come from the states and move toward Washington, maybe that's a good thing. But right now, you know, things are so tangled up in such a mess, it's hard to know what's going to get done and what isn't.
Hey, Bob, we want to offer our congratulations, too. You're about to join a very select group of folks in the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, this just goes to show, you know, if you outlive your competitors.
I told everyone you would say this.
if you live long enough, you'll win a prize.
No,
I'm very, very honored by this. It's a really nice thing.
You deserve it. And you are a big shot, though you're too humble to admit that.
I don't know about that.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.